Hey there, it is 6 o'clock on Monday night, and that can mean only one thing. It's time for Dream Infringement! Dream Infringement is a trio of friends. We like to play songs and tell stories based on a weekly theme. Typically, we have Jennifer, Bobby, and myself, Emily, but tonight you just get me, Emily. I'm going to be playing some songs that have been in heavy rotation on my playlist lately in my personal life. My personal life playlist, the playlist. Yeah, my own playlist. And I'm just going to be talking about some things that pop into my head. So, get ready for that. So, recently I've been listening to a lot of country music, but like newer country music. Really sure what the genre is. It's not like the typical stuff. It's like slightly different. So maybe more leaning into folk. But also kind of hearkening back to more classic sounding country music from like the 50s or something. So to start things off, I'm going to play a song by Chloe Kimes. It's called Coors Light.
Well, coffee in the morning and a beer at night, a beer anytime the time feels right. Whiskey when the beer needs a break from the fight, and we'll start all over in the morning. I kiss you in the morning, make love at night, loving anytime the time feels right. So fine, I wish that I could make you mine. Won't you sit down? You know I love you, honey, and you look so tired.
I anxiously wait for the turn of your palm to ticking hands to wave you along. Hoped you'd found solace here from your disarray, but you were never one to stay, baby.
Come a little bit closer, hear what I have to say. Just like children's.
That was the Brothers Comatose and AJ Lee with Neil Young's song Harvest Moon. And I can't think of a version of that song that I don't like. Also, I don't like double negatives. They make my brain feel crazy. So let me rephrase that. Every version of Harvest Moon that I've ever heard has been a version that I've enjoyed. Before that was Emily Nenny with Never One to Stay. Before that was Sierra Farrell with In Dreams. That was the alternative version. And then we started that set off with Coors Light by Chloe Kimes. We recently had our yearly KSKQ meeting where all of the great DJs here at KSKQ gather and talk about things pertaining to our beloved community radio station. And so I wanted to take some time to talk about some other really awesome shows you can listen to at KSKQ. And if you don't have like a pen and paper at the ready to write down these shows, you can always go to kskq.org and find this information there. So, here's just some people that I got to see at the meeting we had, and they're great, great, wonderful people. So on Sundays from 6 to 8 p.m., You can listen to Church of Rock with Derek and Tracy. Lovely people. They've been here for a long time, and it's just always a pleasure to see them. And then on Mondays, we have 8 to 10 in the morning. We've got the KSKQ morning show with Leo and Lisa. And Leo, he started off, I believe, with a show right after ours. He was doing world music, and we fell in love with Leo. Like, we're crazy about Leo. We love him forever. And then Lisa is equally amazing. She does so many things for the station, and she's a joy. She's hilarious. She plays great music. She's wonderful. So if you're up early, you can listen to them on, I think it's, is it every morning? Oh no, it's on Monday mornings, just Monday. Yeah. Okay, Monday mornings from 8 to 10, the morning show with Leo and Lisa. And then on Mondays from 1 to 3, we've got the Latino Mix with DJ Pilon. He is a fabulous person as well. Bobby and I will tune in usually like when we're driving, running errands during that time, and it reminds us of when we lived in Tucson. It's just really nice to hear those songs here in Southern Oregon, and you can only hear it one place. You can only hear from DJ Pylon from one place, and that's KSKQ 89.5, from 1 to 3 on Mondays. And then after our show, from 9 to 10, we've got World Remix with DJ Jawfirm. And then 10 to 12, we've got Backpack Boombox with David Downey, another really just wonderful, wonderful DJ and person that we got to see at our last meeting. Moving on to Tuesdays from 10 to 11, we've got Farm Talk with Dave Munson, and he is a wealth of information and another fabulous person. From 3 to 5 on Tuesdays, we have Soul Shine Radio with DJ Starlight. She is just one of the kindest people that I've ever met. So listen to her show too. And then from 7 to 9 on Tuesdays, we've got Carry It On with Jeff Westergaard. On Thursdays from 10 to 11 a.m., we've got Life Matters, Ask Me Anything with Renee Mirenu. And she covers so many different topics, talks to so many different people in the community, our community. It's a definite like must listen. And then moving on to Thursday evenings, we have Pop Culture with Jason Haupt and Madison and Grace, or Brad Smith, and that is from 7 to 8 p.m. So that's on Thursday nights. And then Friday mornings from 8 to 10 a.m., we have the KSKQ morning show with Holly Adams. She is our station manager. She does so much for KSKQ. So listen to her show. She plays some really good songs. She'll get you ready for the weekend. And yeah. So that's just a rundown of a handful of the really wonderful radio shows that your local community radio station produces. And you really just, you can't get that hyper local feeling anywhere else in the valley. And if you love our community radio station, you will have the chance to show your love through monetary donation. We have the pledge drive coming up in a couple weeks. So get your fingers ready to dial the phone number and get your wallets ready to open up and donate to KSKQ. That's in a couple weeks. I mean, you can do it now too. You can go to kskq.org and donate there anytime you want. So yeah, just if you're like a person who likes to be on top of things, Yeah, go for it. Start early. Do it now. Oh, and another person that I have to give a shout out to is Connie. If you enjoy listening to our show every week, then you have Connie to thank. She faithfully uploads our show every week. And I mean, we literally could not do this without her. So just a behind the scenes person who is like just so important to us at doing our show is Dream Infringement and our community radio station as a whole. Connie does so much. So thank you, Connie. We appreciate you. Well, 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 look who just walked in the door, waltzed in all nonchalant, back from the gym. I said this was going to be a solo show. And it might still be a mostly solo show, but I have my co-host in the radio, a co-host in life. It's Bobby. Hey, Bobby, how was the gym?
It was good. It was quiet, which is better than the alternative, which is not quiet. There's been some inside discussions between Emily and I. I address you listeners when I say this. But yeah, there's been some in-depth discussion over whether it is appropriate or not to make loud moaning sounds at the gym. Not like it's a debate that we're having. It's just something we talk about frequently.
Yes, there has been an uptick in, and I'll say it, men. I've never seen a woman do it. Men who feel the need to grunt, moan, wail, at volumes that feel absolutely ridiculous.
Yeah, it's very exaggerative. And speaking as someone who essentially had a front row seat to Emily giving birth to two human beings, I've heard louder moaning at the gym than in the birthing center where other women were also giving birth to human beings. So it begs the question, is it really necessary to do that? And the answer, in my opinion, is no. It's not. I've seen many people lift very heavy things without the volume of grunting that I have heard in the gym as of late.
It's a source of a lot of frustration for me lately. The other night I went there and I had it coming from like three different sections of the gym. And I had my headphones turned up really high and I could still hear it over it. And then there was one guy who was like craning these other young men and they started wailing and moaning too. So it was like he was teaching them and I wanted to go over there and just say, please stop. This is don't like, yeah, you, the children are the future. Teach them all your ways except for this one. Please. This is unnecessary. And I looked it up and the internet agrees with me that it is not, it's against good gym etiquette to be causing such a commotion. Some sounds, sure, I get it. Like, we're all there working out. Maybe a little sound will escape. But no, what we're hearing is, like, off the charts. Like, nobody needs to be making those noises.
And just to add one final thought in this discussion, and that is that I believe it takes more energy and more work to reach the volumes of moaning that I've heard at the gym than it is to not make those noises. So in my opinion, it's taking more effort to do that. So if you feel it is necessary for you to make noises while you are lifting heavy things or exercising in some shape or form, that's fine. But there is a, you know, you're in a public place and there are certain social conventions that we all have signed up for. We don't, you know, I don't know, moan in line at the pharmacy. That's not a good example, but you get the point.
Yeah, it definitely feels like they're showing off. It's all for show. A show for one. An enjoyable show for one, I guess. Nobody else seems... I mean, I'd love to take a poll. Who in here is enjoying this? Oh, I could spend the whole hour complaining about the people that yell at the gym. But I won't, because I'm sure that it's not what you want to hear. But you probably do want to hear some more songs. So let's get to it. The next song I'm going to play... Oh, what's it gonna be? Is Powder Blue by the Cactus Blossoms.
One more kiss, eye to eye. It's never easy, baby, don't you cry. Hold me close, look at the sky.
That was Bobby taking his chip bag into the kitchen. We were very gently told not to crunch into the microphone. And apparently people don't like to hear that. So Bobby was worried about the crunchiness of his chips carrying over into your ears. And so if you heard any crunching or crumbling or anything, I apologize. I apologize, and I did not mean for that to happen. But before you heard that, you heard the Fruit Bats with You Are Too Weird. And Bobby and I, we got to see the Fruit Bats in concert in Tucson, Arizona at this really awesome little concert venue called Plush. And we had just turned 21. Well, I had just turned 21. And it was my first concert where I had to show my ID. And I was very nervous. And we went to the bar and I didn't know what to order. And so I texted Jennifer, our other co-host, and I asked her what I should say. And she had some very good advice, as she typically does. I don't think I've ever heard not good advice from Jennifer, actually. She gave me a list of mixed drinks I could order. She told me which ones to maybe stay away from, like a Long Island iced tea. She was like, that's got a lot of alcohol in it, and you might want to... you know, not do that one. She also told me that I could always ask what's on tap. And so that's what I did. And then I just picked something because I didn't know really anything about beer. I still don't really know much about beer. I enjoy it from time to time, but I don't really know the ins and outs. Anyway, that was a very lengthy story about the Fruit Bats. Okay, so before Fruit Bats, it was Shaky Graves and Sierra Farrell with Ready or Not. Before that was the Righteous Brothers with Unchained Melody. And before that was the Cactus Blossoms with Powder Blue. And the Cactus Blossoms are interesting to me because they sound like an old group, like the Righteous Brothers, but they're not. They are very much modern. But I always enjoy when new bands sound old. And the opposite of that is also true. I like it when old bands sound new. I don't think it's a secret that the three of us that host Dream Infringement, we are pet people, specifically cats. And so earlier tonight, when I was recording, I noticed that my cat suddenly had their attention caught by something, probably a bug, and they were both on very high alert all of a sudden, looking at something on the carpet, moving their head in the same direction with this little bug. And they both, like, their eyes went to look under a chair, and then they were like slowly creeping up to the chair and watching under the chair for a long time. And cats are funny because it could be a roly-poly bug or like a ladybug or something, or it could be a black widow, and cats will react the same. It's all very intense suddenly. Whenever I see them do that, suddenly I'm feeling like a little bit stressed, like, oh no, what is it? Because I don't know what level of concern I should have over whatever bug or thing, piece of fuzz. It could even be a piece of fuzz, that they're seeing, because it's all like sudden high alert for the cats. And sometimes I go over and I check out what they're looking at. And, but tonight I didn't, because I just thought, I don't know, if it's really important, they'll take care of it. Sometimes they don't, though. Sometimes they don't hunt the thing, that they're looking at. They just let it go, which is what happened tonight. So maybe, I'm hoping it was just a piece of fuzz that happened to glow under the chair, and it's not a scary spider that will come back. And scare us and bite us. That's the worst part. That's the thing we're all most afraid of when it comes to spiders, right? Being bit by something, possibly poisonous. Ooh. I'm really excited to play this next song for you. It's called Charmed. Unfortunately, I'm a little bit confused on how to pronounce the names of one of the artists that is part of this song. So it looks like it might be Estella, but the first letter is a Greek letter, and it's the one that's like shaped like a backwards three. So yeah, so it's by that person and Redino. So this is a song that's been on heavy rotation for me lately. And yeah, so this is Charmed.
Of me like I think of you. Night after night, nothing to do. No. She was a shark smile.
That was Kruong Bin with People Everywhere. Before that, Big Thief, Shark Smile. And the first song I played at the beginning of this set was Charmed by Stella and Redinho. I looked it up on the internet, and it is pronounced Stella. All right, that does it for our show this week. We will be back next week with fresh stories and fresh songs. I'm going to play you out with the song Sister Owls by Monster Rally. We hope you have a great rest of your week. Good night, everyone.